Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Your branding, your small business, all your needs, everything something in the corner, but I ain't gonna try to get it fixed right now because it's gonna irritate me. But it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, no, you do nothing. But you can find her show every Thursday night at 7 o'clock right here on the DTLO Media Group network. And don't forget, you can also find us on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, all of those areas where you can find us. So look, without further ado, let me go ahead and see if I can, if I do this right. Let me see if we can do this right. Let me go ahead and get her in the room. Let's go ahead and get up in the room. You all know her very, very well. She is a radio show host. She hosts an amazing show, the Donna Renee Patrick Show, down in Dallas, Texas, every Monday at 1 p.m. For between the hours of 1 and 2 Central Time, same here in Chicago. So you can catch it on the Fishbowl Network. You can also catch the simulcast on Facebook at the same time. You can catch it there. Then she is an amazing, they use the term author and authorist. I'm just going to say author. I'm not a fan of the term. I don't even know if that's a real word. But she's an amazing, amazing author. She's a praise and worship leader, a praise and worship teacher. She's a praise and worship extraordinaire, put it that way. Praise and worship extraordinaire. Just amazing, amazing. She's a conference presenter, a musician, a choir director, worship leader, and she's a writer. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I think she's on. Let me see. There she is. Yeah, there she is. I think she's on. I'm going to get her volume in on a minute. The one and the only. Hello, Sister Donna. Okay, we got to get your. Oh, you're muted. You're muted. Yeah, unmute yourself. There you go. 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 How you doing? I am awesome. I am awesome. Let me change my view. There we go. So now I can see. Okay, good, good. All right. I am doing well. How about yourself? Look. Understood. Well, we had it, y'all. I think you all got what we had last week because we were up here baking last week. Let's just say it like this. ComEd, that's already rich, got richer last week. Yeah, they did. It is so good to see you. It is so good to see you. Thank you so much for coming back on. Thank you for sending that article to LaTanya, by the way. I saw that, and what's crazy is I'm shocked we hadn't done it. So when she said, she sent it, she says, check to see if we did that article. So I went, you know, I can do a simple search by the title to see if it was in any of our previous episodes because the article was written back in June. And we have no record of it. So I'm like, I know I saw the title, so something must have happened. But, man, it is it's going to lead for some great conversation tonight. So I'm hoping people are coming on in. Those of you who are on Facebook, y'all come on in and join us tonight and be a part of this amazing, amazing show that's about to go. Well, how you been though? So other than hot, how are things?
All is well. Dana, all is well. All is well. Still is going well.
Mm-hmm.
Got the things in the work, ministry wise, and selling books
and
well. It's well.
What? So since you said, what books are you selling? Come on, tell the people. Drop that in the chat for those people on there. Do us a favor, y'all, on Facebook. Y'all come in go ahead and hit the share button. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break for a few seconds. I want to make sure everything is connected the way it's supposed to be. I want to make sure we're sending this out and we got the share, that we've done our cross-posting on our end and all of those things. So we'll be right back, y'all, less than about 30 seconds with Donna. Really, in fact, I want to ask Donna, too, if she's seen the movie. Maybe she has or hasn't. I just watched it. I think it's about a year and a half old. If she's seen the Amazing Grace movie with the one about Aretha Franklin, if you've seen the movie, I just watched it a few days ago, and the thing messed me up. You have not. Uh-oh. Okay. Yes, yeah. We're talking about after the break. We're talking about right after the break. So, yeah, it's good, though. It's good. But we'll talk about it. We'll be right back, y'all. We're going to do just a little bit real quick. My girl, Renee Tyson, who is doing her video shoot next week. Next week Saturday. Thank you. Next week Saturday. I think it's in South Holland or somewhere. It's out somewhere. But she's doing her video shoot, so we were invited to come out and hang out and participate. So we'll give you a little bit of that. Nation Price, Praise Party. Be right back, y'all. Here on TTLO Radio, Praise Break Friday with the one, the only Donna Renee Patrick has joined us again this wonderful Friday. She is sitting in with us today, and I am excited. Sitting in via Zoom. Zoom is Zoom thing. Soon we I'm gonna be in Texas before she comes to Chicago. I already see that, especially since I'm doing remote schooling. Especially since we got this remote schooling now, there's nothing preventing me from going down to old Texas and just taking my laptop, and I can teach from Texas. So it's, there's nothing preventing me from doing that. So anyway, so I was asking, and you said no, and a lot of people hadn't seen it. So let me give you the background on it, and I'm sure you know this because you're a gospel music savant. I'll say that. So you remember the live recording of Aretha Franklin, the one that everybody's grandmama had, you know, with the amazing Grace recording, right? And she's got on like the African attire and the, yeah, right? So this was, okay, so this film, yeah, this film was made, this was the movie that was, this was a film that was produced, this was a live recording of that album being made. And yes, and what happened was, some kind of way, the audio and this was recorded in 1972, I believe it was 72 or 75, somewhere up in there. The audio and the video got screwed up at the live recording, so they could never get the audio and the video to be on the same stream, so it got shelved. And Spike Lee,
white guys
that did. Right, but Spike Lee's also 40 Acres and a Mule. Yeah, he was one who, yeah, there's two white guys who helped put it back together, but Spike Lee put it out.
When I saw it on Nightline,
mm-hmm.
they solely focused on it.
You know, that's right, they didn't get Spike no credit.
They didn't. So when I saw it on Nightline,
uh-huh.
they literally gave these two guys the credit of putting of putting that music to blend together,
yeah.
with the choir on beat and everything.
Right, but it was put out by 40 Acres and a Mule.
Okay.
Oh, Spike Lee. Anyway, as
I mean, they really don't give.
I know they don't.
Like getting the credit.
Right, but I'm gonna give Spike the credit because it said 40 Acres and a Mule when I watched it. So anyway, go ahead. So as I was saying. So Spike Lee and these gentlemen, they put this thing out where they were able to get the sound and everything back, and it is an amazing recording. It is like I sat there and I watched it, and I was absolutely in shock. Just watching this amazing. I mean, again, it was a wonderful thing to watch, and I was so impressed by it. But the movement in the room was at such a high level because people who came out to see Aretha that particular night, they knew Aretha as the Queen of Soul Aretha. They didn't know Aretha as the gospel music artist Aretha, because Aretha wasn't putting out gospel albums. Aretha was putting out, giving them something he can feel. That's what Aretha was doing. She was giving them something he could feel. She was giving them, I got a man named Dr. Feelgood. That's what you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T is. Find out what it means to me. That's what Aretha was putting out at that time. So these people that came out, that came to the church to see Aretha, they knew her as R&B Aretha, Queen of Soul Aretha. They didn't know her as gospel. And what the amazing part of this was, James Cleveland was the MC/music director. So yes, James Cleveland is there. And to see him in all of his glory, Reverend C.L. Franklin is there on the second day of the recording. And it is just an amazing thing. But I can tell you right now, that first night, they filmed on two nights. I mean, they filmed on a Friday night and a Saturday night. And the first night was when she did the live Amazing Grace, and I had never saw that sung live the actual recording of it. I mean, I've seen her sing it in other places, but I've never seen her sing it before. And you could see that place again. These people were there for R. They were there for R&B Aretha. They were there because they celebrated her as R&B Aretha. But they left their change. That's what I wanted to say. They left that church changed. It was absolutely amazing. So when you get a chance, it's on. If you have Hulu or any of those, it's on Hulu for free right now. Yes, ma'am. I don't know if it's on Netflix, but you can get a free trial of Hulu and watch it, and then you know cancel. We got enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It was something to see. So I thought about that. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And it's just to see her in that element where, you know, she was just, it wasn't the flashy Aretha. This was back to church. And her dad got up and spoke so well about her. And to hear James Cleveland, right? James Cleveland, my grandmother went to school with James Cleveland. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. she went to school with James Cleveland. So that in itself is like, wow. So again, it's an amazing movie. If you have not seen it, take some time out. I think it's like an hour and maybe 15, 20 minutes. But it's worth the time just watching. Yeah, yeah. So they had cameras. Warner Brothers were there. Warner Brothers was filming. They were supposed to film it as a TV docuseries, but the audio got messed up, and that's why it never got released. That's why it never got released. Yep. But, yeah, so. Anyway, how was church Sunday? Uh-huh.
And we're learning as we go, and it's getting better all the time.
Oh, good.
We're figuring it out.
Okay.
We're learning something new all the time. So church was good. You know what? We had an associate minister preach on Sunday.
Oh.
We have the nerve to get up and say, you can be in church all your life and still go to hell?
My God. That sounds real familiar. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is. No, you rarely do. You rarely do. That's awesome, though. That's awesome. Well, if we're honest, we sugarcoated it long enough, haven't we?
Yeah.
I grew up with an associate pastor, and he later became a pastor who wouldn't even use the word hell. So, and I think because we got so far away from it, we stopped preaching on it because we want to tell everybody about heaven. We better start telling folk about what hell is. Huh? Come on. Talking about the posture of prayer. praise and worship. Yeah, the posture and you know, the lifting of hands and the clapping and the dancing and the, you know, the body movement I actually went back and I used the verse where Paul said, present your body as a living sacrifice. Yeah. So it's great. It's being received, because when you're in it, and you know this probably better than most, when you've been in a traditional Baptist church, there's a lot of praise and worship that they don't understand. So it's been an amazing thing. But what? Go ahead. Yes. Yes. Is that me or you? It's probably me, because you ain't got nothing plugged in here. I'm getting notifications, but it's okay. It's probably my, because, yeah, all this notification stuff is turned on. I'm like, what is that noise I'm hearing? Anyway. So, who can't hear her? People on Facebook?
Okay, you're fine.
You sure?
You're fine.
Okay, all right. Let me make sure. All right. Just making sure. Yeah, you good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, you good.
Yeah, I just need you to turn her up.
Oh, okay, I need to turn her up. I think I can do that. Hold on 1 second. All right. We should be good. So, you sent us this great article. Why this article? Let me ask.
I'm not hearing.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. True. Okay. Yeah. And we gonna jump into it. In about now. we gonna jump into it. Let's do this. Let's take one more quick break. I want to make sure the audio on your end is good. I think it is good, but I'm a little overly cautious tonight. So let me do this. We're gonna take one more quick break, and when we come back, we'll jump right into tonight's article: Why We Need Worship Pastors, Not Worship Leaders. My guest tonight, the one, the only, Donna Renee Patrick, is joining us. In the meantime, y'all might as well go ahead and get your praise on.
Yeah.
All right, we are coming on back. We are coming on back. We are coming on back. Let me see. Ms. Patrick, can you hear me? We good over there? You can hear me fine, but now I can't hear you. So let me get my speaker back. So. All right, let me get you back on this side. You good? No, you're not muted. It's me. I just did something. Switch that speaker. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so. No, no, you're good. It's just I hear it on the, you're coming out. They hear you on Facebook, but now I don't hear you in my ear all of a sudden, which is very, huh? Okay, no, you're good. It's nothing on your end. It's nothing on your end. Don't you touch nothing. let's see. If I go back here. Okay, let's see. Let's talk again. Can you hear me? Okay. We should be good now. Right? I'm hearing, yeah. So let me do this. Let me see let me do this real quick with the music. Let me try something real quick just to make sure I'm not all the way crazy. This is what happens on live radio. You just got to go with it. Let me see if y'all, can you hear that music, Donald, or no? You do not hear music. Right. All right, we're going to get this. You do. Okay. You can hear it now? Okay, but see, now I can't hear you. So see, Zoom has got this thing all all flipped around, but I'm gonna put it back because I'm not that concerned about the music right now. So it's gonna be all right. Okay, is the music going off now? Oh, good. Okay. All right. So and I hear you too. All right. So I'm going to assume we back to normal. All right. Woo, Jesus. Too much happening. All right. Anyway, we are. I've been down here since 3 o'clock today because I had to have the Comcast people come out to fix our internet. We've got an internet struggle. So our broadcast Sunday was so bad. Oh God, it was so bad. It was. And think about it. I'm trying to worry about what the broadcast looked like and sound like, and I had to preach. So yeah. So I was driving pulled Latanya over here crazy because she was the one left to handle the law up there by herself. So yeah. Normally we tag team it out, but not this time she was by herself. So anyway. Yes, ma'am. So we got this wonderful article, and I really want to jump in. I really want to jump into it because because here's the thing about I love about these articles. People say, why you always use these articles from church leaders and Christianity Today and all those other ones? I say, it's not so much that I always agree with them. It's because they add for good conversation. They lend for good conversation. Because I don't always agree. Because some of them ain't always biblically accurate either. So yeah. So we're gonna jump right into that. I'm just gonna pull it up on my other computer over here. Because I walk out the house without any iPads or tablets. Oh, look at you. Okay, well, I'm glad somebody is. You know what? Let me use my best excuse. I sit in front of the camera all day doing Zoom classroom, so when I log off, I don't want to touch nothing. there we go. Why we need worship pastors and not worship leaders. That is the article. Let's see. So we want to just jump into this. I will, Donna. I'll read the opening, and then we'll just jump into the different little points, the points that are there, and then we'll go from there. Okay. All right. So it simply says the article was written by Visible Music College was written back in June of this year. And the writer says this. He says, one of the greatest blessings a church can receive is when the person leading music is a worship pastor, not just a worship leader. Worship pastors increase the spiritual sensitivity of the weekend service, expand the church's pastoral reach, and create a synergy between the music and teaching. While it's important for worship leaders to be competent, talented, and able to execute their portion of a weekend service with little difficulty, there is so much more that a worship leader, there is so much more that worship leaders bring to the table. So, I think it is too, because it should say worship pastors, right? Right, that's what I thought. Yeah, because he just contradicted everything he said. Exactly. So it says, here are four gifts worship pastors give their church each week. Go for it. Go ahead. Come on. No, because see that again, that's why we're doing it, because it lends to the conversation. Because it does almost seem as though he is, I don't want to use the term belittling, but that he's minimizing. Yeah. Yeah. While we're doing this, I'm going to share.
I think I'm getting a double.
Oh, you're probably getting it because my phone was on. So you're probably hearing me back up.
Oh, speaking from the phone.
Yeah. I'm going to share the article with the people if this is going to let me. We'll see how Zoom is going to cooperate. We'll see here if it allows us to share the article. Do you see the article up over there now or no? On your Facebook page, Tanya? Should be,
I don't
right?
see it.
Huh?
I don't see it.
Okay. You still see us too?
I see y'all.
Okay. It's probably a little delayed.
There it is.
Cool.
It's
all right. Okay. So let's go down. The worship path. Go for it. So you think maybe he's writing this based off of
experience with those people, because they do exist, those worship leaders who just, those singers who just show up to sing and they're not really worshipers. So make it's possible that he's writing it from dealing with them from that perspective. Okay. Okay. So let's keep going with what he says next. I know you got a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we can stay there for a moment, can you talk about and you did this, you kind of went there during your workshop you did a couple of weeks about a few months back, where you talked about the importance of being biblically sound as a worship leader, and now I hear you saying it again about the importance of not just learning your craft and mastering your craft, but also being theologically sound when it comes to the Word of God. Whereas the pastor or the preacher just need to know the Word. We ain't got to know what an A flat is or none of that other stuff. Well, you know, all we need to know is put me in D. or if you like me, you go to I. Because I can't sing, so go ahead. Yeah, I was going to ask you to talk about the importance of being theologically sound and biblically sound when it comes to being a worship leader. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mhm. 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 Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Mhm. Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. That's good. Wow. Wow. Yeah. You ain't got to tell me. You look, you preaching to the choir for real now. You mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Absolutely. 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 We're talking tonight, you all, with Donna Renee Patrick. It's Praise Break Friday, so you know we talk all things praise and worship on Friday. We're discussing this article. The article is simply entitled, "Why Is That?" The article suggests why we need worship pastors, not worship leaders. Donna, go ahead. Let's pick up that second paragraph before we move on to the next phase. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Mm. Uh-huh. He had to pause. Let me say this, and I already kind of get the notion that he is this the writer, whoever the writers are, they're writing this from a place of I think frustration and prior or some kind of hurt in dealing with worship leaders, because it sounds like that the worship leaders that they have come in encounter with are not real worship leaders. It sounds like they've been dealing with people who just come and sing and turn around and go home, and not those who are trying to like bring people to Christ. So he's discounting everybody else based off of the experiences he's had with those that he's encountered. Because that's a bold statement. It's almost unfair. Honestly, yeah, it's unfair, especially based on the worship leaders that I've come in contact with. And then to say that the pastors aren't looking to become famous, I beg to differ. When he says they are simply looking to bring the presence of Jesus to people via their life and music, then what are the worship leaders doing? What? I mean, this is one of those ones where, you know what, had I been thinking, and we have reached out before, we've contacted the authors before, some of these articles, and most of them have gotten back to us. But this one is written by, it looks like, a group of people, because it just says Visible Music College. And it says it is a global spiritual community of musicians, technicians, business professionals, and educators serving the church and society. So it's like this was, so I'd be curious who wrote this, because was this a collaboration? Because it sounds like one opinion. Doesn't sound like a collaboration. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little, that's okay though. We're going to keep it going. That's all right. The next one says, worship pastors sense God's movement in the moment, but praise worship leaders don't. Okay, let me move on. Let me read. We'll come back to it. The writer says, a worship pastor pays close attention to how God might be moving each weekend. They read the room, notice if people seem tired, sad, energized, angry, or apathetic. They sense what God might be saying and are willing to veer off plan if needed to lead people toward what God is doing. A win for a worship pastor isn't necessarily did we pull the songs off without a hitch, but did we follow where God was at? Worship pastors have an amazing ability to be at the front of the stage, but seem invisible. Congregants walk away from services thinking about how powerfully God moved that morning, not how amazing the music performances were. I am, I know you got a lot to say, so I'm going to say what I got to say real quick. I totally disagree with this. And I say that from a person who has never held the title of worship pastor. I was on a praise team, and I was never a great singer. But one thing I could do is exhort and read the room to know when we need to stay somewhere, when we hit a vein and there was a movement happening, to know that we don't need to go to the next song. We need to stay right here and let God have this moment. Get out of God's way and let him have this moment. And to say that only the worship pastor has that capability, first of all, you're not just limiting the worship leader, you're limiting what God has placed in and what God has placed in him. Go ahead. I'm done. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. That comes from, first of all, that has nothing. Let's just clear it all the way up. That has nothing to do with position or title. That comes from knowing the heart of God, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. That's you having that same connection with him. It has got nothing to do with your title. And see, that's what gets us in so much trouble, because we're saying, well, it takes a worship pastor to lead people. No, it don't. No, my God, that's foolishness. This is taking this thing to a whole nother level. Are we still good?
I can hear it.
Can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But even as a okay, but I suggested it, but even though I suggested it, I'm gonna push, and I'm gonna say, even if that's your perspective, where is your compassion? Even if you think that's the case, where is your compassion for the worship leader? If you think the worship leader is so lacking, if you think the worship leader is so not connected, where is your level of compassion? And then where is your help? Because see, one thing I like about articles, I like an article that convicts, but I also like an article that turns around and builds you back up. And what I'm not seeing right now, I'm not seeing the build back up process. Wow. This is good so far. Okay. That's what he's insinuating. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Let's keep it going. What's the next point? You just did. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a little mind boggling, but go ahead, because this I can see this gonna get a little rougher. Wow. No. No. At all. Yeah. I almost feel like he's saying, if you're not carrying these titles, then what you do and what I do is two separate things. It sounds, for lack of better words, very pharisaical. It sounds very, yeah, it does. It's like we are here and you are there. And we're a team and you're not. And right. Yes. Yeah, go sit in the corner. Right. Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, something about that is the fact that he used the term that they both had joint investment. So the worship leader who has been either teaching songs or learning songs, in prayer, constantly talking to God, then has to have the flexibility to change, because you might say that I'm preaching on this on Sunday, and Sunday show up and you preach something different. And you're saying that the worship leader who's able to follow is not saw as a joint investor in the worship service. That's a little extra. That's a little much for me. Yeah, very narrow view. Interesting. And then where he said because he put it right here, because they are both pastors. So see, he's stuck on title. Right. Because they're both pastors. Right. Yeah. That's what I heard. But he assumes you don't have theological training. Right? Because we don't know that, right? When we go out to get people to sing, unlike you who've been a minister of music, you've been a choir director and all those things, you know, you have a different interview process. And you talked about that during your master class. A lot of churches just say, we need to sing on Sunday. Who you got? And but you need to know up front, you're getting a singer, not a worship leader, right? So if I'm just getting a singer, then I need somebody else to lead us in worship. Sister girl, brother man, you can sing, but I'm going to need somebody else, you know. Yeah. Wow. Let's get to this to the next one. He says, and finally, worship pastors do care about excellence in their craft. He says, while music performance is often overrated, a good worship pastor loves how the beauty of music is a vessel God uses to guide people close to him. A worship pastor isn't focused on perfection or personal glorification, but they do highly value how organization, planning, attention to detail, and good team leadership come together to create beautiful worship moments. Yeah, for lack of better words, y'all pray for me because I can't say it no other kind of way. Somebody peed in his cornflakes. Y'all pray for me. Y'all know my mind is bad. That's the best I can say it, because if I say it another kind of way, you know, I'd have to say a couple of Hail Marys or something. Because what in the world? Yeah, dude. Yeah, because they care, and the leaders and singers don't. One of the things that I was constantly dinged for, and I say this as a person who got more red marks on his papers than anybody else who was getting a second and third level education, was my professors. One of my professors at Dad and I talked about this too. Thank God Jerry Falwell Jr. is gone. But at my school, at my former school. I'll claim it real good now because he's gone. But one of my professors, yeah, I did. I went twice. One of my professors said to me, he was like, "You write in a style that leaves a lot of room for ambiguity." And he says, "If you're writing based off of fact and truth, you cannot leave room for ambiguity, for somebody to take what you said out of context. And that's exactly what this writer did. Because when you write, and finally, like finally, worship pastors do care about, first of all, you're suggesting two things. What you're saying is, you're suggesting that somebody said to you that worship pastors don't. And then in your explanation, you made it appear that worship leaders don't care about excellence and that they don't care about their craft. I'm sorry. Who are you again? Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Wow. But see, now he would say, look at the sentence. A worship pastor isn't focused on perfection or personal glorification. See, I have to pause right there. Because it's not about it being perfect. It's about me giving my best to God. And if God has gifted me with this amazing gift of being able to minister in music, why would I want to just throw anything out there? Why would I not want to put the best I have on it and then let him take it and grow it into whatever it's going to be for that particular Sunday? Yeah. Hey, yeah, you are. You really are. Yeah. Because what you're saying is that you're making it, he's creating an environment where a hierarchy where my worship is greater than yours. Yeah. Come on now. Uh-oh. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. That's in the book. He left plenty of room for ambiguity. He left plenty of room. Plenty of room. Yeah. Yep. I scrolled down a little bit because I didn't realize that you had put a comment in on the article, and some people and I see that some other people commented on it too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I saw that. because I like what you said, because you said what, pretty much what you said on here. But I like what the one guy said. He says, Derek Tan says, a change of title doesn't make a difference. It's the heart and how the worship pastor or leader see their role. Wow. No, he's not. Yeah. So the worship leader got his eyes closed and he ain't paying attention. Is that what we're saying? it's funny, and I just caught on to the advertising part, because the whole next paragraph, which I thought was a part of the article, is not. It's the whole advertising there about Visible Music College. So you know what? See, Donna, I know why Donna. Tony, I know why Donna sent me this article now. I know why she sent me this article. Because see, she knew I was going to go somewhere with it. Because we need to contact the Visible Music College.
All of them?
I can't even get to their website. They got a Facebook. What do they have? A website or actual or Facebook page? Oh, yeah. Oh, I see it now. Okay. Well, no, because see, you know, this is, you know, Don, this is what makes my show a little different. this is why we stay in you know, I stay in a little trouble. What is that? 901. What is that number? 901. 381, 3939. Let's just see what happens. My producers gave me the worst look ever. It said call failed, was not answered. Wait a minute, the number ain't no good. I mean, I didn't put the one in front of it. There we go. Let's see what happens when we try to dial the number. Oh, I think I did. 381 or 381. I got a little excited. It's 381-3939. There we go. Uh-oh.
Thank you for calling Visible Music College in Memphis, Tennessee. Our office hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For assistance, please call during regular office hours. Please listen to the following options. To transfer to the admissions office, press.
Okay, so assume positive intent. Mm-hmm. Yes. As a preacher, and not as a, and I'm not even a musician, I felt insulted, it's written in a way and in a style, and maybe it's just writing style, but it's written in a way and in a style that. I just don't see how you're lifting people up. I don't even see how you're giving the worship leader. If you find all these faults with the worship leader, where in your article is there room for, where is grace? Where is your grace extended? If you find all these faults, Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Check Blog Talk again, see if you can hear her real quick. Yeah, he's going somewhere that just doesn't seem legit. Very one-sided. It is. I'm looking at the website. I'm looking at the website, just trying to get some things. And the website, it appears to be the school is a school for music. So are you putting down your own students? Yeah. Wow. So then at the end, Yes. just a few. it is rather unfortunate. But you know what though? The good thing about it is that we can what I love about this is we can put this information out even though it's not a great article for praise. It's not a great article that highlights praise and worship. But it does, what we're able to do is because of our background, because of our experience, because we understand what worship is and what it looks like and what it sounds like, what it smells like, how it should come across, or what our duties are, we're able to correct errors. We're able to point people back in the right direction. And so that's why it's okay for us to have these discussions, even with an article like this that is somewhat derogatory, right? We can still take this article and we can use it as a teaching tool for what not to do. Yeah. Yeah, and but one of the other commentators said that too. One of the commentators said that on the original article that you put your comment on. One of the other persons said the same thing. He said about the change in title. Then he said something about what you said. I like your comment. You said, but suffice to say, one's title doesn't make anyone a better worship leader. Because you got some pastors who couldn't worship out of a paper bag if you put a hole in the back of it. I mean, I'm not trying to insult nobody, but yeah. No, he never gets to that. He never gets to that. Because so I'm real good with doing word studies and things like that. And one of the things that I noticed in this article was that he used the words or anything dealing with shows and performance several times. And he's always trying to make it seem as though that's what the worship leader is doing. But yet he's saying that as a worship pastor, he's better at it. So you're better at what? Performing? Because not one time in the article do you even mention what true worship is. Not one time in the article do you talk about the heart of God. Now, one time in the article, do you talk about how God, and you were so busy focused on the title that you never focused on how God inhabits the praise of, the Bible says, he inhabits the praise of his people, not his pastors. That ain't, come on now, I don't think you're going to get me started. It don't say nothing about he inhabits the praises of his pastors. It says the praises of his people. No titles. Mm-hmm. Yes, you notice there wasn't one scripture mentioned in the entire article. Not one. Normally, when we've done any articles with praise and worship on it, most of the writers always have some sort of reference point to that they either started the article from or that they used to back up their article. Not one time does he even reference or even reference a biblical story of worship in the in this article. Nowhere. Nowhere. And yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. What about the musicians that have been playing their instrument, right? What about the musicians that have been playing their instrument since they were children? So they put in decades, not time, decades. Come on now. Talk about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I is lacking. But according to him, the worship pastor is more has more theology going than the worship leader. But yet this article shows no signs of any theological references whatsoever. No. Because I learned a long time ago, just because you say Jesus don't mean much. Wow. Okay. I read the article and I'm missing something, and I just realized it. Something that he said he was going to give us, but he didn't give us. He says, here are four gifts that worship pastors give their church each week. I didn't see that in the it's Christmas. I'm looking under the tree and I don't see none with my name on it. I don't see the gifts. Did we miss them? I mean, I read the titles. Are the titles of the different paragraphs the gifts? So you can sensing God's movement in the moment is a gift, or does that just mean you got a relationship with God? Because see, when you're in relationship, it don't require a gift to know when He's moving. I mean, is that the gift? Oh God. Okay. All right. You know what? Yeah. In the words of my producer, the great send-off mission. That's what. Wow. Well, I'm glad we talked about this, but I am going, so you know, and I'll keep you informed of what happens. I am going to reach out to this. I'm going to reach out. What I'm going to do is they have on the page, they have where you can go to their blog. So if you go to their page, and then on their page they have a list of their blogs and their contact information. So I am going to reach out because I want to know who the writer of the article was, and if they're willing, I'm gonna try to have them on, and I'll let you know when, and I'll invite them in the exact same way. We'll do it via Zoom. And again, it's not to attack or to beat up, but we want some clarification. I think the article requires clarification. Unless, like one of the commenters said, the purpose of the article was an advertisement for the school. Right. Wow. It's not a great advertisement either. It doesn't put the school in a good light. Yeah. Wow. Well, Ms. Doc, it has been awesome. Thank you again for taking some time out of your Friday night to hang out with us. And because of the thing, I think I'll let you I'm thinking, Tanya, October-ish for Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking October-ish. So one of them Mondays.
You out October 20th?
Huh?
You out October 20th.
I'm out?
You have what day off?
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good to know. So yeah, I'm thinking like when, like the first or maybe the second Monday in October, Donna, possibly. Yeah, I'll let you know if well, I know flights are still cheap, so that ain't even the issue no more. look, and now you fly on the plane, nobody on there but you. It's like flying on a private jet. So, but yeah, I think that would work because I would just come down there for the weekend. I would do the way if I'm gonna do it, I would rather get down there and do my show Friday night and then do your show Monday morning. I can do the radio portion. I wouldn't try to do the simulcast, but I can do the radio portion remotely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, we'll talk about it. I'll let y'all figure that out. All right, do me a favor. You want to pray us out? No, absolutely. Thank you. I know that's right. Thank you. Can you pray us out for tonight? Thank you.